620 WGN. Here's your chance for Mother's Day. Tell us a story about your mom. You can wish her a happy Mother's Day on the air. This is your chance. 312-981-7200. I had my mother, Betty Ann, on earlier. Wished her a very happy Mother's Day. Love her very much. Want to wish my wife, Sarah, a very happy Mother's Day. I mentioned this yesterday. No one can juggle work, being a dog owner, being a mother at home, better than my wife. So happy Mother's Day to my wife, Sarah. I love you very much. And you wished your mother a happy Mother's Day,
Curtis? I did, yeah. Special shout out to my mom, who's listening at home. Same with my grandma. Big happy Mother's Day to them. And sorry for when I was five, when we were playing wiffle ball in the front yard and you threw an underhand pitch to me and I smacked it back and it hit you right in the leg and it gave you a wiffle ball bruise on your leg. Sorry about that, Mom.
Maybe that's a bit we do next week. Apologize in public. Or maybe next year, apologize to your mother in public. That's good stuff. Let's go to Kent in Genoa. Kent, wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. What's her name?
My mother's name is Gail Stromler. And she has been listening, or our entire family have been listening to WGN Radio our entire life. You guys do a wonderful job, and she loves you, Pete. She loves you.
Well, so, I love her.
And she's listening right now in Elgin. I live in Genoa. But I just want to say thank you, and she makes the best split pea ham soup ever.
When I was a kid, when I saw split pea, I thought it was disgusting. And as an adult, as your tastes change, now I can appreciate it. I can.
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. And you can eat one bowl or two bowls, and you're done for the day.
I love that.
To your ribs.
Ken, thanks for listening, and God bless, man. Take care.
God bless. Thank you.
I love it. And if your mother has passed away, feel free. You can wish her a happy Mother's Day on the air. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Matt in Beach Park, wishing his mother a happy Mother's Day. What is your... Matt, turn down your radio. What's your mother's name?
My Mother's Day is... I wrote a poem for her. It's only 30 seconds, but I'm a writer.
Oh, boy.
Really nice, and I love her, and she raised seven of us. There's seven kids in our family.
Seven kids. What number are you?
I am the middle in there somewhere.
Okay. All right, let's hear it. Go ahead, Matt. Hey,
what's a mother made of? They are special from head to toe. They work with God above to care for us as we grow. They have great skill tending to our needs, and when we're bad, they love us still, no matter where our trouble leads. Remember being put to bed? After you were bathed and cleaned, you were warm and well-fed, and nothing but love you seen. And when a child may cry, a mother will wipe their tears. They encourage us to try to overcome our fears. They teach us to never hate and never turn to lies. They don't rush us. They will wait and teach us to be wise. Love you, Lila Ballard.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day. Thank you so much. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to wish your mother a very happy Mother's Day. 773 area code. Yes, happy Mother's Day to Janie out there. I like that. Let's go to Stuart in South Beloit. Stuart, how are things in South Beloit?
Oh, rainy and dismal and kind of snowing a little bit, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad day, isn't it? But it is Mother's Day.
That's okay.
And where is your mother with us? Is she still with us?
No, she passed away about 10 years ago.
10 years ago? Okay.
Yeah, but she was very... She kind of helped give me my sense of humor, and one of her favorite sayings back in the late 60s when they were doing the Equal Rights Amendment, you know, for women, and they were all burning their bras and
sure.
stuff. And
yes.
Her favorite saying was, I don't understand these women. Why would I want to be equal when I'm already superior?
I like that woman.
I miss her every day, and, you know, I'm sure she's up there looking down and, I wish she could have been here for her three granddaughters. She would have been a great-grandmother three times over now. So,
wow. What was her name?
Elizabeth, but she went by Betty.
I love it. That's my mother's name, Betty Ann. I love it, man.
Stuart, oh, is it really? Oh, okay.
Thanks for sharing, brother. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms. If you want to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, 312-981-7200. We have one line open. Let's go to Rosemary in Chicago. Rosemary, what?
Hi.
Is your mother still with us, or she's passed?
No, she died 8 years ago on Easter Sunday.
8 years ago on Easter Sunday. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she was a very spiritual person. I couldn't think of a better way to let her go.
Oh, my gosh. Straight to heaven, didn't she?
Right. Right. She's up there with my dad that went 31 years ago, and she's up there, and they're fighting. I can hear him going, no, you can't do it that way. But I just want to tell you that I have disabilities that they didn't know about in the 50s and 60s. And my mom stood by me, and she fought for me. I got through high school. They told me I never finished high school, and I went to college. I was told I'd never live on my own. I live on my own, and I've done everything they told me that I couldn't do because of my mom. And I just love her, and I miss her dearly.
Sounds like a great woman. I love that.
She was. She was very spiritual, too, and that helped.
Wow, I love that they're fighting in heaven. That's a great visual, Rosemary.
I'm sure they are. That's what the thunder's all about.
Yes. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, that's great stuff right there. Mother's Day. If you would like to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day on the air. Angela, you're on WGN. Go ahead. What is your mom still with us?
Yes, she is. And WGN is her favorite radio station.
Oh, fantastic. What's her name?
Her name is Lisa Gaggiano.
Okay. And where does she live?
She lives, well, we all live in Lake Zurich, but she's from Des Plaines.
Okay, and you wanted to wish her a happy Mother's Day. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. So happy Mother's Day to the best mom out there. We're so lucky to have you, and we really appreciate everything you do for us.
Look at that. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. We have one line open. Let's go to Sam. Sam, you have a message to your mother. What's her name?
Yeah, she passed away a year ago on my birthday.
Okay.
Her name was Roberta Johnson.
Roberta, okay.
Johnson, and I just wanted to tell her, how much I miss her and love her, and wish she was here, but, she's up there in heaven now, so.
And she's looking down on you today, especially on this Mother's Day. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for sharing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to take a few more calls coming up. Quick break. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Get real in the morning with Larry, Robin, and Paul and the entire WGN-TV morning news team weekdays from 4 until 10. It's nice to see them on a daily basis on television because they'll get you going in the morning. Let's go to Paula in Glenview. Paula, we're thanking our mothers. We're wishing our mothers a happy Mother's Day today. What's your mom's name?
Yes, my mom's name was Elizabeth, and we called her Betty.
Betty.
And she had a nickname for her grandchildren. They called her Baba, which was a short for Bubby. First of all, I want to say I had fun talking with Andy Mazur last night.
Okay.
He and his partner are terrific. They gel together well. They speak. They're very articulate. The two of them are very articulate. So I want the management to know that.
Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Was Andy on with Carmen last night, Curtis?
Yes, he was. Yes,
okay.
He was.
By
and
the
he
way,
was talking about his mother and I.
Paula, slow down for a second.
Okay.
We're not in a hurry here. I'm off the air at 5 o'clock. I do have to mention, I've known Andy. We went to school together at Bradley University. I've known Andy for over 20 years. And he is one of the best of the best. Yes, I agree with you.
And his mother thinks the same. His mother and my daughter and I were teachers together in the same school here in Glenview.
Oh.
So we were friends. So I called Andy on that basis, and she was his best fan. So I wanted, she is, I hopefully she's still here and still doing well. I wanted him to know that. So I had a nice conversation with Andy Mazur his mother, Judy Mazur. Now, today I want to talk about my mother, Baba, and her grandchildren called her Baba.
Okay.
And she had a favorite saying, and this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. I believe it is from the Bible, but
right.
It pertains to all kinds of conditions in our world, in our lives today. So I wanted to share that with people. And we were very proud to this day. She would have been a great grandmother to twins.
Baba, I love it. Thank you,
Baba.
Paula. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you and blessings to you all.
Ah, that's a great phone call right there. 312-981-7200. You can wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. It's interesting the nicknames that the grandmothers have out there. Baba, Nana. My mother's called Situ. That's Arabic for grandmother. What do you call
my,
yours?
My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, we call them Mama and Papa.
Mama and Papa?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Grammy. We had Grammy Corey. Yeah, definitely. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you're on WGN. Who do you want to wish a happy Mother's Day to? What's your mother's name?
Hi, my mom's name is Sarah. She's 102 years old.
What? Fantastic.
And we were just so happy. She was so happy to have people over. Obviously, social distancing and masks.
Of course.
And all that good stuff.
Right.
But she's been so lonely, and now she has some people over. She had a million phone calls. I put the station on when I left. And she's listening right now. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
I love it. That's great. Happy Mother's Day, Sarah. Thank you so much, Mary. That's awesome right there. I mean, with the seniors, I know they have the isolation right now, and you can't be around anyone over, you know, a certain age, but you can show up, and the visual of just seeing someone will lift a person's spirits. That's what it's all about. And the Zoom calls. I mean, we've talked about this. I posted it on my Instagram account, at Pete McMurray. We had a Zoom with my mother yesterday, and, you know, we have 12 kids. And at any given time, there were 6 to 8 kids on the Zoom call. And I took a screenshot of our family, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, everyone we're doing that today, too.
Everyone talks over each other. Do you have, do you take turns? How does that work?
For us, well, it's different because my mom, my dad, and my sister are all at their place. I'm at my apartment, and my grandma, who we'll have on Zoom with us today, it's only 3 cameras.
Okay.
You know, so it's not too juggling. But when I've been on other Zoom meetings in the past, it's pretty direct with one person kind of moderating the whole thing and preventing of everybody talking.
You
on top
have
of each
to
other.
Have a yeah. moderator. Our family, we didn't have one yesterday.
Everybody just kept talking.
I tried to take over, and of course, my brothers would start yelling at me. We already covered that. You're late into the meeting. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, it was right before I went on the air yesterday, too, at 1 o'clock. They're doing the Zoom at noon. I'm like, guys, I'm going to go on the air in 40 minutes. I got to get going here. Things we learned from our mothers. Have respect.
Yeah. Patience is probably the one from my mom.
Have manners. Nobody teaches manners anymore. That's one of the things that we do at the McMurray House. You have to have manners. Family is everything. Yes. My mother always taught us family comes first. And if someone is picking on your brother or sister, you have to side with your family. Okay. Got it. No one is promised a rose garden. If you want one, plant one. Oh, I like that. Be kind to everyone you meet in life. Okay. Things we learned from our mother. Treat the people the way you want to be treated. My mother always said that. To always be able to stand on my own 2 feet. Things we learned from our mothers. Always be kind to all. Or at least always try to be kind to all. Everything isn't you, that everyone isn't your friend. Do the best you can. Just try. Things we learn from our mothers. Love. I love that one. Be honest and truthful. Not to do what they did. Okay? Be honest and always tell the truth. Well, we try. Things we learn from our mothers. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, what's your mother's name?
I read Burtis Boobash.
Okay.
And like I was saying, she's in a nursing home where she loves at Cora Marie.
Okay.
A nursing home. And I'm calling from Rockford, Illinois. And I was the last one to leave my mother's house
okay.
that she inherited. And I hated it to leave because we've been through a lot. And, okay. and I miss her. And the only way I could see her is through, you know, waving to her from the window. And
well, you
such.
Know what? You know what, Jennifer? Just waving is yeah. making her happy every single day. And thank you for calling. I love the shout outs from Rockford. I have a special place in my heart for that city. Lived there in the 90s. I laugh because, Curtis, you don't know this, but I was the king of Rockford.
Really?
Things we learned from our mother. Have faith.
Yeah.
My mother used to tell us, always pray. I think that's a Bible verse. Always pray and never give up. I think Luke, I'm almost positive. It's got to be. I only know two Bible verses, actually three. The one at the football games, John 3:16. Then always pray. I want to say that's Luke, and be anxious for nothing. Philippians. There you go, folks. Be honest and never lie or steal. Things we learned from our mother. Be honest and tell the truth. Be grateful. Know when to hold your tongue. Well, that's good advice right there. Things we learned from our mother. Never judge anyone. That's a tough one. We're always judging, aren't we? Even at the grocery store. Manners and respect. Things we learned from our mother. Work hard. Yep. Work hard. It'll pay off. That's what she always said. Love your family. Be polite and positive. That's a good one right there. Be humble, loving, and speak out for those without a voice.
Also, love for sports, competitiveness. I know I got that from my folks, grandparents, too.
Mm-hmm.
Came to all the baseball games growing up, washing the uniforms afterwards in Little League, providing the snacks.
That's another.
For all the kids, like Oreos Capri Sun and
first
all that
stuff.
First
of all, you come from the everybody gets a trophy generation.
Yeah, but I mean,
we never had snacks. They wouldn't let us drink water during football practice in high school. Think about that if they could do that today. But I mean, something I forgot to bring up with my mother. Think about, she had eight boys and we all played sports. The laundry that she did over and over.
Yep.
Just crazy. I have one kid, and I'm constantly washing his clothes and his basketball stuff, and they smell like feet. What is it with teenage boys when you walk in their room and it just smells like feet? It's terrible. Charlie, can we open a window, please? I shared a room with two of my brothers. That thing stunk growing up.
Spray some Febreze in there.
Things we learned from our mother. Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Know how to iron. Oh, my gosh.
I had to learn that over the phone the other day.
Over the phone?
Yeah. Well, not really over the phone, but like my mom walked me through it because part of my stuff here is I go to the Blackhawks game. So when I first moved into my own place.
You have to dress up.
Uh-huh. I have to dress up to go to the games. And one of my shirts was a little wrinkly and I obviously didn't have enough time to take it to the dry cleaners. And I had an ironing board and an iron. I said, Mom, real quickly, how do I do this? And she walked me through the whole thing on the phone.
You can call me, brother. I learned to iron in fifth grade, do my laundry in fifth grade. I worked at a dry cleaner's in college for 5 years.
Yeah, but if I'm going to learn a life technique, I'm going to call my mom, not my good friend Pete McMurray on the phone.
Nobody listening to my voice right now can iron better than me. I'm going to say that
wow,
right now.
That's a bold statement.
I'm very particular about my irons. I'm very particular about my steam. Very particular.
Yeah.
Yes. Every dress shirt I have, I iron it. Yes, my wife has me doing all the ironing. Things we learn from our mothers. Love unconditionally. Have good table manners. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. You got to have good manners. Nobody teaches that anymore. Life can be lovely. Yes, it can. Have good manners, respect, and smile. Tolerance. Okay. Follow your heart and faith. Things we learned from our mother. I like that. Always love. We try. Be kind to others. Okay. Be neat and tidy. Well, that doesn't really fit.
I try.
we do try. Things we learned from our mother. Try not to lie. Yeah, we try not to lie. Okay. Respect our elders. Things we learned from our mothers. Silence is golden.
I think family, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is a big thing, like being there for family. I know that some families are more dysfunctional than others, but family is also another big aspect, too, that at least that I've learned from both my parents and grandparents and being there, and especially during times like this too, you have to keep that in the back of your head too, is thinking of those that you really love and care about.
Of course, definitely so. That's why the Zoom calls, I know we make fun of the Zoom, but the Zoom are fun.
Yeah.
It is. And they're very easy. Believe me, I've never done a Zoom call until a month ago. And all you have to do is, it's two clicks. It's very simple. You just go to the website and you get a link and that's it.
Yeah.
And you can link everybody in, which is nice. It's good to have FaceTime.